Oh, I think I lost you.
No worries. I'm back here. You said there's a new speed enforcement thing that everyone's calling about?
Yeah, we have the school zone, the flashing lights in the school zone. Well, now now those flashing lights issue you tickets.
Oh, goodness. So these are complaints that you're dealing with.
Oh yeah. Complaints and great. Questions. And it's like, well, if the light's not flashing, do we still have to slow down? No.
Got you. Oh, goodness. Those are fun phone calls.
Mm-hmm. Fortunately, this lady was very nice today. So.
That's always nice.
Yeah. So anyway, I apologize. I had to break you off there. But basically what we're at now is, you know, the 365, let's round up, to pay off our current mortgage and then our home investment with our equity. But after speaking with our new mortgage agent, he recommends, you know, that we need to walk away with at least $30,000 to $40,000.
Mm-hmm.
And I understand that, you know, when companies buy houses for cash, I know they've got to make money too. And I completely understand. So normally they're going in right at that amount that you've got to pay off. So you really don't make any out of pocket. So right now, if we were to sell for cash right now, we would be needing to sell for about $405,000. The house is currently appraised at $464,000. However, based on comps in the neighborhood, you know, you're looking in the $445,000, $450,000.
Mm-hmm.
So, and that's kind of where, and I mean, the home's fairly new. It needs a paint job. It needs a little bit of landscaping in the backyard and, sanding and painting area on the back door where our dogs have scratched it when they want to go outside. You know, just little tiny things, but, you know, I also understand that, you know, when people buy houses for cash, that they've got to make money too. So.
I got you. Yeah, you said it needs new paint, new landscaping, the floor, and I mean, do you guys have any carpet or anything like that in the building?
We do. The upstairs is carpeted, and one bedroom has been replaced, but the other ones have not, and it would probably need new carpet as well. So that's, you know, and I get that due to those things that going the cash route's probably not going to work for us.
Mm-hmm.
The reason that I wanted to do that in the first place was showings are really hard. And that's because we have two dogs and a cat that we cannot just make disappear.
Yeah, of course.
We just don't have that option.
Uh-huh.
So it's, you know, we were looking at going this route, but, you know, and I've spoken to a couple different companies, you know, because I wanted to get, you know, different perspectives on things. So far, nothing's looking great.
Yeah, I know a lot of the people that only do cash offers, I mean, I ran the numbers too, and you guys, like you said, I love how you did all the numbers too. Like, you guys definitely put a lot of thought into this. You guys are very transparent with it. I was running the numbers too briefly, and yeah, it's around that 405, 395 is kind of where it's at. And of course, mm-hmm. if it's a cash offer, you know, the business is the one doing all the closing costs, which
right.
puts it up. And that really doesn't leave much room for us. There's also, you know, margin of error that we got to take into account, which makes the numbers even more slim. But what's great about us is we do offer other financial products, and I'm going to get Forrest McGee involved with this one. And I mean, if we're able to help you guys walk away with 30 to 40 grand out of pocket, but still not have the stress of all the showings, so you and your dogs and cats aren't stressed out, do you think we'll be able to make something work?
I mean, yeah, we can. If the numbers are right.
Mm-hmm.
And like I said, I've got, you know, I do have a real estate agent that helped me buy the house currently, and she's also helping me look for a new house. And, you know, she's kind of, I know that she's banking on, you know, selling this one and, you know, making a little money off of that. But it's, you know, and I don't want to hurt her feelings. I don't want to step on her toes, but it also comes down to, well, you know, she's still helping us buy this new one, but is the cost of my sanity worth, you know, so
absolutely.
That's kind of where we're at right now.
Okay, absolutely.
So I'm just running some numbers. I'm trying to check into this. And we do, and another thing, speaking of transparency, you know, we do have the solar panels that are not paid off yet. So that is really where we're at on.
Now,
you know, we've looked at a couple of houses that have sold that have just, it's been written in the contract that the solar panel, basically the solar panel loan is just assumed by the new buyer. So they, we don't have to, you know, we wouldn't have to pay them off with the, with our profit off of the house. It's been done. Not as much as, you know, just selling and paying it off with your, whatever you made from that. But it has been done. It has not been done a lot.
What do you mean by it's been done?
Like they have written it into the contract where the new owners just assume the loan for the solar panel.
I got you. And do you know off the top of your head what that loan's looking like?
Around 40.
Okay. I got you. All right. This is a fun one. We're about to play around with this.
Yeah. I'm full of challenges for you.
No, this is great. You're keeping me on my toes. I like this.
Awesome. Awesome.
Well, I got you. I'm going to get Forrest McGee involved with this one, and we're going to crunch these numbers. We'll do a deep dive on this, and we'll definitely put together a special, because you're absolutely right. A cash offer, it wouldn't make sense for you guys. It wouldn't make sense for us as a business, but we offer other financial products. I think it's going to be able to help us come to a solution that makes sense for everyone here.
Right.
And,
right.
Your solar panels, they're not portable. You're not able to take them with you guys. They're...
No, I looked into it, and I say I looked into it. I didn't actually contact the company. I looked into, you know, like deep dive web research.
Yeah.
And it's not really conducive because of them being put on the roof, and then whenever they come off, then you're looking at replacing the roof because damage from connecting it. So the price that it would have ended up being is just ghastly. So.
I hear you. How was your, just side topic, how was your experience with the solar?
Oh, we loved it. They were not, we love it now. It would be even better if it was paid off.
Yeah.
However, whenever we put them in, that was one question we did ask was, what if we decide to sell? And they said, oh, that's not a problem. Just write it into the contract where the new homeowners assume the loan and it'll be taken care of and it's done all the time. Well, now that we're into that, nobody wants to touch it. Nobody's like, oh, no, those have to be paid off. It's like, so we were kind of, you know, they kind of pulled the wool over our eyes with it and, you know, just basically flat out lied to us about it and didn't give us all the info. But, you know, what are you going to do?
I got you. So, and do you guys know where you're moving yet? Do you know the new area you're heading to?
It's in the same area. It's in the same zip code, in New Kent, Virginia. And, we're looking at a house. We're actually going to see it in person on Thursday. We haven't seen it in person yet, but if it's as good as it looks online, it's basically our dream home.
Okay. You said it might be the dream home?
It might be. Online, it looks like it. We got to get there and check it out in real life. Because there was a couple that I found that I was really interested in, and the second I got to the property, I was like, absolutely not. But, you know, online makes everything look better.
What's like your – do you know how much it costs, this new home, your new dream home you're looking at?
It's listed at $460.
Okay. So same ballpark.
Uh-huh.
Okay. I got you. All right. Well, I'm going to get with Forrest on this one, and I am going to let you go. I know you're at work here.
No problem.
But when do you think the best time for me to call you back would be?
Believe it or not, 9 times out of 10, around 10 a.m., 11 a.m. work out great. Because like I said, I'm a school resource officer at the schools.
Mm-hmm.
So after around 10 a.m., you know, after drop off, and I normally have from like 10 to 12, to just kind of sit and get all my computer work done, and then I'm out and about the rest of the day. So the 10 to 12 is a perfect time.
Okay, I got you. I can do that for you.
Yeah.
All right, so I'll either follow up with you either tomorrow or after Thursday. I know you want to check out the new home, and that will give us a better idea of what we can do for you.
Absolutely. Well, thank you so much. I appreciate it.
Yeah, absolutely. You got any questions or any homework you want me to figure out for you before I call you back?
I don't think so right now. I think you got enough on your plate, because I know I'd be confused as all get out right now. So no, right now that's kind of, like I said, that's kind of where we're sitting. And just kind of, like I said, checking out the new house on Thursday, seeing if it is everything we've hoped and dreamed. And I'm praying that I don't go and be like, oh no, because our biggest thing right now is we do not want to live in an HOA community. We don't want to live in a neighborhood. We want some privacy. We want a
Just for
little
your
bit.
information, we
And
received a residential
this
lot 4401 Legion Drive.
sits on 2 acres,
When we
and
put
it's
it in
private, and
for the
it's got a
residential, it's
well, so we're
7.41
eliminating
Legion
our
Drive.
water
They've
bill
got
there
six
from the
inches
county,
of
because
proper
Newton
fence
County
to
water
deal
is
with.
outrageous.
Oh, yeah.
So, you know, we
Never.
have no HOA, privacy. The
Oh,
backyard's
wait.
already fenced in for the dogs. I mean, it's all the bedrooms are on one floor. It's beautiful. So,
I
in
got you.
theory.
Oh, and before I let you go, do you know what your monthly mortgage payments are on this current house?
Current house, we're at 1811, I believe. So
Okay.
$1,811.
I got you. And based on like the conversation we had, I'm assuming that the sale of this house is what you guys need in order to put you in the new one. Is that right?
Correct.
Okay. I got you. All right. I think we'll be able to make something work there. That way we can put cash in your hand. And that'll help you guys move into this next one.
God bless you. If you can make it work, you will move the planets.
I
So,
love that. I love that. All right, Kimberly, I'm trying to, yeah, let's try to move some planets for you. All right.
awesome. I appreciate you, and we'll talk soon.
Yes, man. Have a good day at work.
You too. Bye bye.
All right, bye.